Well, I want you to talk to this man. He's actually one of the more interesting individuals coming out of the city of music right now. Paul, welcome.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks very much.
How are you doing?
I'm doing real well, Tom. Thanks a lot.
We're talking to Paul Serrato, who is heading up a band out of New York. They've just put out a release called Nexus. And this is, as we were saying before, really, almost flying in the face of all the homogeneity that you hear in music now. Things kind of tend to be very marketed toward a mass audience, but this thing really is New York, but without any cutting at the edges at all. And incidentally, after we finish talking with Paul, we're going to be giving away a cassette copy of Nexus and a CD copy of it as well, so stick around. Paul.
Yes, hi, Tom.
There you are.
Yeah.
We're going to get around to you. Now that I've given the intro for this, I must say, I was not expecting anything so definitive in terms of its sound when I first opened it up. How long have you been working on this?
Well, actually, the project was about a two-year project, I would say, from the time that we started just jamming this present group that you hear on the record to the time that we began marketing it a few months ago. Mm-hmm. It was a project that it started out as a very informal thing, and at a certain point I just realized that I had all this talent, and I said this is the time to go in and start getting some of this stuff down and go into the studio with it.
You have a good quartet here. You're doing pianos and vocals.
Right.
Steve Marks is the bassist.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the remainder of the group here and where they're from.
Sure.
And how you got together with them.
Well, most of the guys I know from being around New York in the club scene. We all sort of like know each other and knew each other prior to that. Steve, I've been playing with for a few years. We've done a lot of duo work. We were also involved in a couple of other bands together. Joe Kagi, who you hear on drums there, is actually, I think, originally a New Jersey guy, and who moved to the city just about the time that we started this project. And he's also been very active in the clubs here, and that's how I met him.
And then we come to Josh Levinson.
And Josh is the trumpet player and flugel player on the record. Josh I know also from working with him, and he has a group of his own. Actually, most everybody also has their own group with this particular personnel. I have a harmonica player featured on the album also, Danny Russo, who plays blues harmonica, and these cats just, I know from hanging around and playing with them and jamming with them and stuff like that.
You also have a female vocalist on.
Ah, yeah.
So you might want to talk about a little bit.
Certainly, Judy. And actually, she lives in New Jersey. She lives in Jersey City, as a matter of fact. But Judy is someone I heard in a club. She's a featured vocalist on one of the tracks, Stage Door Johnny. And I just fell in love with her voice when I heard it. It was the kind of voice and the kind of sound that I was looking for this particular song. I wanted something unusual and distinct, and she had those features. I was just very fortunate that I found her, and she was very excited about doing the song.
We're speaking with Paul Serrato, ladies and gentlemen, who is based in New York City and has put together a really, really sharp band and a really good new release called Paul Serrato and Company, Nexus. Obviously you've been, this thing has been gestating for a while, but the thing that keeps grabbing me about it is the fact that in the face of things that sound so glossy, there's a definite grit to this album. How did you go about capturing that?
Well, first of all, thanks for commenting on that. I'm glad that really comes through.
It really does. It just jumps right out at you. And it's very rare that happens now, because we're in an age where, since everything has gone to digital, and things have been cleaned up so well, this where it does sound bright, and there are spots where it consciously goes in the other direction.
Yes. Well, the first of all, you know, as a New Yorker myself, I mean, I have the usual love-hate relationship with the city, and I didn't want, there were a couple of things. I just didn't want to lose that, what to me was the New York feeling. I mean, the brightness and the grit, which you're talking about. Technically, when I went into the studio, I had to make a decision as the producer of the album as well. And, you know, several of the tracks were recorded live. And I wanted to keep that spontaneity, and I wanted to keep that sound the way it happened in the studio. And I just didn't want to overwork some of these tracks too much. And that may account for the reason why it has some of those qualities that you're talking about. It was just some of, in fact, there are some things when I hear the record now that are a little imperfect to me. I mean, possibly, you know, but I said, when I decided to release it, I said, that's okay, I'm just going to leave it the way it is. I like it with a few imperfections here and there. That's okay because that's the way it happened, and I wanted to keep that that excitement or that realism without fixing it too much, you know?
Mm-hmm. The topic, I should say, in some of the tracks are very, very, well, they're gritty as well. You get into some wild stuff. You know, you're talking about real life in a lot of this, which, of course, a lot of artists do as a stock and trade. They write about things that affect them personally, and it comes across in the music. Are there specific, are these drawn out of real life, or are these things, are these kind of human landscapes that you've assembled from different origins?
Well, that's a good question, and the answer is a little of both of the above. They are drawn from real life. Some of it is from personal experience, and some of it is personal reaction to experiences. For example, the composition on there, which is an instrumental called Graffiti Artist, that was written as a response to the Michael Stewart tragedy a few years ago, the art student who unfortunately suffered a tragic end when he was arrested on a subway platform downtown. This particular piece was just my gut reaction, and I wanted to say something about that because he represented a lot of values that I felt were important to express. And some of the other topics, well, you may be referring perhaps to there's a tune on there called "He Was My Stepdad,"
which is, as a matter of fact, the one that I personally have queued up here.
I have two mixes on that. I don't know which one you're going to play.
I've got
mix two. Yeah, that's good. That's the one with Danny, I think, playing the harmonica. He's featured. Well, that was written partially personal experience. It was written as a response to, without sounding too heavy, but broken families. I mean, I looked around, and you know, there's so much of that today, and I personally experienced that myself. And that was the impetus to say something about that. The song took a lot of forms before it finally arrived at the one you hear on the record.
And the one you hear on the record really brings to mind what would be running through somebody's head. It could be somebody's thought process laid out onto a compact disc somehow.
I guess maybe that is the quality that finally came through on that, and I'm glad that that's what you're getting and what people are getting, because that was very difficult to try to decide how to present this and do it in a way that didn't sound preachy or didn't sound heavy. It was, you know, we gave it the very funky kind of beat, but when I first wrote it, I wrote it as a song, believe it or not. I mean, it was sort of like sung. And we tried it that way, and it just wouldn't fly. So eventually, it just evolved by going over and over it into what you now hear on the record, which is this kind of, I call it the world's first jazz rap song. But thank
you. A lot of luck on it. I really do.
Well, we are having a lot of luck on it. It's been a very good, the last few months have been very good. The response has been very good to it. And
I appreciate you taking a few minutes to share these inside scenes with us. Paul, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.
And by all means, don't be a stranger. We'll be talking to you again, I hope.
Be my pleasure. I'd love to.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Tom. Good night.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 105.5 WDHA.